This gentleman I made a wager with. He wouldn't want to put on tefillin. So I made a wager with him that if I won, he would put on tefillin for a month. And if I lost, he asked me to do something that probably would not be the right thing for me to do, but I would not have gambled if I didn't know for sure that I would win. And I knew I was right. So of course, the next day I showed him the information. I was correct. I won the wager. So he had to start putting on tefillin. So the first time he put on tefillin, the next day, the secretary calls me, he gets me on the phone. Rabbi, this is disturbing my whole structure. Even though, I said, how long is it taking? He says, it takes me 15 minutes, but I wake up in the morning, I can't even brush my teeth. I'm thinking I got a rapid film. I can't work out. I'm thinking I got a rapid film. Like, it's like a disturbance in my day. For 40 years, I haven't done this thing. He says, it breaks. I can't do it. It's just not part of my daily schedule. He says, I wake up in the morning. I used to read the Wall Street Journal the first thing. Now I'm thinking, don't forget to wrap the phones, you know. So I got to put on the phone, so everything's kicked back 15 minutes, 20 minutes. He says, Rabbi, I said, that's a bet. Anyways, for 3 days, on the phone, well, can we get together? Sure, we get together. He says, Rabbi, I have a proposition for you. He says, I know I made a deal with you. My word's my word, but I want you to change it. I'm going to give the donation of $10,000. So I don't have to put on the phone. I said, $10,000? Oh, are you kidding? That's a bet. So he says, he goes up to $50,000. I said, no way. He says, you know, that's not responsible. You have a fiduciary responsibility to your organization. So I spoke to your board and I said, would you turn down $50,000 for some guy like me wrapping fill-ins for 12 times or 18 times, you know? I mean, that won't come down well. He says, first of all, I told him I have a different relationship with my board, so don't worry about that. Second of all, let me just tell you this. So I'm going to give you my perspective. If I'm supposed to get that $50,000, I'm getting it whether you give it to me or not. Hashem's giving it to me, not you. You just happen to be the conduit. If you want to have part of the merit, you're welcome because you're doing it for good stuff, as you know. But you don't have to give it to me. Because if you don't, I'm getting it somewhere else because I'm supposed to get it. If I'm not supposed to get it, even if you want to give it to me, I'm not getting it. So relax about that. But you're tefillin. Only you can give me. That I can't get from anybody else. So I'm not changing it. We're keeping the bet. To make a long story short, the guy's still putting on tefillin years later, and he's giving me considerably more than that $50,000 without my asking. So it's just the perspective of what the focus is, you know, of the world outlook in terms of this process.